The plan is for lawmakers to vote on an agreement the governor and the General Assembly's leaders apparently worked out in hours of private meetings. They're expected to send funds to social services, pump additional money into higher education, and get state agencies enough money to keep things running through December after the election. Schools would get a full year's funding. Those with many impoverished students would get extra. That'd include Chicago public schools. Given how cash-strapped CPS is, there's more. The city would be permitted to raise property taxes, and the state would begin to take on CPS pension costs if lawmakers later pass something to rein in state pensions. Democratic Representative Mary Flowers of Chicago says after going all year without a complete budget, it'll relieve pressure.
It will be a cause for a celebration. I wouldn't go so far as to say major.
No celebrating, major or otherwise, just yet. Lawmakers haven't voted on any of this. I'm Amanda Vinicky.